Qu'est-ce qu'il y a faute? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a faute sur Bale? Il est passé de toute façon. Il résiste à la faute de Bartra.
La Punt with Michael Wood.
Hello, welcome along to day 8 of the Euros here with William Hill for the Daily Punt podcast. It's Michael Wood here to take you through all the betting ahead of the 3 matches on day 8, which is on Friday the 17th of June. We have Italy taking on Sweden, the Czech Republic are in action against Croatia, and the holders Spain face Turkey. Over the course of this podcast, we'll hear country finals with Lee Phelps, and we've got Spanish football writer Carl Matchett to look at Spain and Emre Sarıgül from TurkishFootball.com, the biggest Turkish football site in English, to look at Turkey as the two sides meet on Friday evening. I'll also be giving you a quiz question, which will be coming shortly, and the answer for that will be revealed at the end of this podcast. But let's go to our first port of call for Friday's action at the Euros with the Group E clash that sees Italy take on Sweden at 2 o'clock. The latest betting here with William Hill sees Italy the favourites at 17-20, the draw at 11-5, and Sweden are at 4-1. Two enhanced odds offers to have a look at: Graziano Pella to score and Italy to win. It was 19-10, it's now 5-2, and Zlatan Ibrahimovic to score and Sweden to win. It was 6-1, it's now been moved up to 8-1. It's contrasting starts for these two for their campaign at the Euros. Italy with a superb team performance in their 2-0 win over Belgium, with the likes of Leonardo Bonucci putting in a man of the match display. For Sweden, things didn't go quite to plan, with a 1-1 draw against the Republic of Ireland, an own goal from Kieran Clark helping them get a point, but it was a bit of a below par performance from them. There's a couple of stats ahead of this game which I think we need to consider. This is the third time these two have met at the Euros, the last meeting being a 1-1 draw in 2004, and a certain Zlatan Ibrahimovic was on the score sheet that day. Italy are unbeaten in their last 4 matches against the Swedes and are in decent form in competitive games, with no defeats in their last 11 matches. An interesting goal stat to keep an eye on is that 7 of the last 9 Italy goals against Sweden have come in the first half. So have a look at Italy to score in the first half. It's currently at 10-11 with William Hill. A couple of lines on Sweden, as we've mainly looked at Italy so far. As we mentioned, a poor start against the Republic of Ireland, with the Swedes failing to hit a shot on target against the Irish in their opener. And their record in the Euros in general isn't that great. Just the 3 wins in the last 15 games at the Euros. So if they are to improve that record, then you'd think that Zlatan Ibrahimovic will be the man to help them do that. He grabbed 11 goals in their qualifying campaign, and that just shows you just how lethal he has been for them. So if you fancy him to score, he's 2-1 to score any time and 11-2 to score first. And he's also 10-1 to score a header if you're looking for a type of goal bet as well. So those 3 bets are well worth considering if you're looking at Zlatan Ibrahimovic to get on the score sheet. So just a couple of stats to think about there. Make sure you get your bets on with William Hill. Sports.williamhill.com is the website you need, and check the football pages there for the latest betting and enhanced offers on Italy against Sweden. You can also look at the latest odds on the William Hill app as well. Let's move on to game 2 on Friday, which sees the Czech Republic take on a very strong Croatia side, with that game kicking off at 5 o'clock. And to get a bit of a background on Croatia, here's Country Files with Lee Phelps.
Welcome to Croatia, the home of the world's biggest truffle. The record holder was discovered by Giancarlo Zagante in 1999, or more accurately, by his dog Diana. It was nearly as big as a football and weighed in at 1.3 kilograms. It was valued at about $5,000 at the time. Now, you may not believe this, but Croatia invented the necktie. The origins go all the way back to the 17th century when Croatian mercenaries fought for the French in the 30 Years' War and they brought their distinctively knotted neckwear along with them. If you're a fan of Game of Thrones, then why not visit Croatia? It was filmed in Split and in Dubrovnik and the Dalmatian coast. Finally, if you're a fan of a nice, crisp glass of white Zinfandel from the sunny climes of California, raise a toast to Croatia next time. The grape originates from here.
Our thanks to Lee Phelps there. Back to the Czech Republic against Croatia, and the Czech Republic put in a very decent performance against Spain in their opener, and will feel a bit hard done by after Gerard Piqué's late win for the holders. For Croatia, though, they will be in a very confident mood after beating Turkey in their opener, courtesy of a superb volley from Luka Modric. Interestingly, this is the first time these two have met in a competitive game. They've played each other twice in friendlies before, with Croatia winning one, which was a 4-2 win in 2011, and the other being a draw. Croatia will be looking to build on not just their impressive start to this tournament, but also their record at the Euros in general is very good, as they've won 5 of their last 8 group games at the Euros, losing only once. For the Czechs, one of the most eye-catching stats is that they have drawn none of their last 20 games at major tournaments. Their last draw was way back at Euro 96. So the draw isn't a regular occurrence for the Czechs in major tournaments. Well, let's have a look at the betting here with William Hill. And the Czech Republic are 19-5 to win here. The draw is 12-5, and Croatia, after their impressive start to the tournament, are favourites at 5-6 for the win. A couple of interesting enhanced offers here to have a look at. The first one is Tomáš Nesid to score and the Czech Republic to win. It was 11-2, it's now 8-1. And Luka Modric to score and Croatia to win. So a repeat of their match against Turkey. Modric to score and Croatia to win. It was 7-2. It's now a very nice price of 5-1. Croatia are a side who are looking very strong going forward. Plenty of creative talent, the likes of Perisic, Rakitic and Modric. And that was shown in their game against Turkey. They created plenty of chances and they hit the woodwork 3 times. So if you fancy Croatia to get a couple of goals here, look at over 1.5 Croatia goals in the game at 11-10. I think that looks a cracking bet. For the Czech Republic, they had a couple of decent chances against Spain and have never failed to score in 2 consecutive games at the Euros. So both score, no draw, could be worth a play at 9-4, considering the fact that the Czechs have not drawn a game at a major tournament in their last 20 matches. So that's one to consider there. In terms of scorers, Luka Modric is always one to watch with his ability to score special goals as seen against Turkey. He's 14-5 to score any time. And if you think he can repeat his strike against Turkey with a goal scored outside of the box, we've got that available here at William Hill at 11-1. And also have a look at that enhanced offer of Modric to score and Croatia to win. It was 7-2, it's now 5-1. For the Czech Republic, in terms of scorers, well, set pieces look like their most likely way of grabbing a goal. And they have plenty of players who are good in the air. Tomáš Nesid, who we mentioned as part of that enhanced offer of him to score and the Czech Republic to win at 8-1. He's their target man. He will be leading the line for them. And he's 5-2 to score any time and 7-1 to open the scoring.
Look for Articulate, William Hill Odds and Offers online at williamhill.com or on the app. Les meilleures équipes de foot dans le monde arrivent en France. C'est une fête de football qui dure au moins.
Well, at the beginning of this podcast, I mentioned that I had a quiz question for you. Well, here it is. Who is Croatia's most capped player? So who is Croatia's most capped player? The answer for that will be revealed at the end of this podcast, so stick around for that. Let's move to our final game of this edition of the Euros Punt podcast, which sees the tournament holders Spain take on Turkey. Spain managed to see off the Czech Republic in their opening game thanks to a late goal from Gerard Piqué. while it was disappointment for Turkey in their opener after losing 1-0 to Croatia. On paper, this looks a very tough task for Turkey, with only one win in their 10 games against Spain, though this is the first time these two have met in the finals of a major tournament. Spain defensively have been very solid, and that 1-0 win in their opener at this year's tournament meant that they now haven't conceded a goal in their last 600 minutes at the Euros. So defensively, absolutely outstanding. But scoring goals does seem a bit of a problem. Plenty of possession against the Czech Republic, but not too many chances. And ahead of their game against Turkey, I asked Spanish football writer Carl Matchett if he can see that problem continuing for the rest of the tournament.
Yes, this is their style of play, so I don't expect too much to change. You know, there was sort of talk on social media and from some of the fans during the first game that perhaps they should go with the two up front, but it's very unlikely that they'll do that unless it's a dire situation, perhaps where they're chasing the game. They're confident in the fact that they'll keep moving defences around the pitch and they'll keep teams on the back foot, and eventually the chance will come. And that showed in the first game with them scoring just 3 minutes from the end, and I don't see any reason for them to think that that'll change.
Well, let's take a look at this game. Spain in the betting currently 4-9 for the win. The draw is 16-5 and Turkey are at 7-1. Two enhanced offers as well to look at. Alvaro Morata to score and Spain to win was 6-5. It's now 6-4, and Arda Turan to score, obviously playing for Barcelona as his club side, him to score and Turkey to win was 16-1. It's now a massive 25-1. Carl, how do you see this game panning out?
I think it's going to be played relatively similar to the Czech Republic game. I mean, Turkey themselves should come out a little bit more. The impetus is on them to put in a better performance than they did last time, certainly. There was a lot of criticism Arda Turan's way, so he's certainly going to have to step up his own game as well. But I still expect Spain to dominate. I expect Spain to create more chances. And I think that they might even be a little bit, play with a little bit more freedom this time, let's say. They got the win in the opening game. Obviously, there would have been perhaps a little bit of a hangover from the World Cup, thinking back to their terrible first performance there 2 years ago. They've got that out of the way now. They're on the winning path and they'll have confidence in themselves. So I would expect Spain to go on, be more attacking and perhaps even try and maybe a couple of goals in this game for themselves.
Yeah, we've got an interesting bet here in terms of the correct score group betting. Spain to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. Is it 7-5? Is that the sort of score lines you're looking at?
Yeah, exactly that. I would say possibly 2-0, maybe 2-1. David De Gea has actually just equaled a long-standing record. He's the first goalkeeper since Gordon Banks to keep four clean sheets in his four competitive first matches at tournaments. So he'll be looking to break that record and become the first one to go for a fifth game. So 2-0 to Spain in this match is certainly a possibility.
And in terms of goal scorers, we already mentioned Gerard Piqué got the winner in the first game and Sergio Ramos looked dangerous. And we did mention the lack of attacking threats. Would the two centre-halves again be worth considering as goal scorers?
Well, they always are. I mean, Sergio Ramos has a good goal-scoring record for Spain. He's in double figures for national team goals. So he was always one that I would have, you know, an idea in mind that he could be a threat. But I think for this game, I would back the forwards to come good again. They're probably going to be under a little bit more pressure because they didn't score in the first game. So if they want to maintain their place in the team, they're going to have to come up with the goods this time. So I'd be tempted to stick with either Nolito or Morata as one of their goal scorers.
Well, Carl, what about a score prediction for Spain against Turkey?
Well, I got it right last time, so I'll be a bit more optimistic from Spain's point of view, and hopefully that'll be the case once more, and I'll go for a 2-0 victory for Spain.
So Spain to win 2-0 is currently at 11-2 with William Hill. You can also back the match to be 2-0 at any point at even money. Our thanks to Carl for his thoughts on Spain against Turkey. Well, we've heard the Spanish side of things, with Carl going for a 2-0 win for Spain. But let's see how Turkey have limbered up for their second game of the campaign. It wasn't the greatest start for them, as we've mentioned, with that defeat to Croatia, and also with a number of their key players, like Arda Turan, not really at the races. With that in mind, I asked Emre Sarıgül from TurkishFootball.com if we would see an improved performance from Turkey's main men against Spain.
I do expect them to raise their game. I mean, traditionally, Turkey does have a habit of starting major tournaments poor. They've lost every single first game of every major tournament they've actually competed in. And they also have a history of overperforming against teams considered to be among the big boys of European and world football. So, for example, in the qualification stages, getting to Euro 2016, the toughest game was supposed to be against Holland, but they drew in Holland and beat them in Turkey 3-0 in what was their best performance of the actual qualification stages.
In terms of the team, do you expect Fatih Terim to make any changes?
I think we're going to see the same defence. And despite the hair incident, which you may have may not seen from our defensive midfielder, Ozan Tufan, who decided to fix his hair instead of closing down Luka Modric before the goal. He's going to get the benefit of the doubt along with Selçuk İnan. But we could see changes in the final third. Because during training this week, Fatih Terim has been experimenting with playing Volkan Şen and 18-year-old attacking midfielder Emre Mor, who was pretty impressive when he came on. And he's a huge prospect for the future. And he may just throw him in at the deep end because we need a bit of pace, which he was lacking against Croatia.
So you're expecting a couple of changes in terms of the attacking lineup for Turkey. But as we mentioned on the previous podcast, Emre, Turkey love being the underdogs. How do you see this game panning out?
Well, they're huge underdogs. I mean, no one's expecting anything. And this is the kind of situation Fatih Terim loves. So, I mean, it is a long shot back in Turkey, but they have pulled off results against top opposition before. And while maybe they won't win, a draw is possible. If, watching the Spain-Czech Republic game, Czech Republic had a few chances on the counter-attack and they defended pretty well. Spain found it pretty hard to break through. It was a late goal. But they may just fancy their chances for getting a draw. And I do think if they do get a result, it's going to need a big performance from Arda Turan, who is the captain, and he's going to have to show some leadership, which he did not show against Croatia. So I think if we do score, it's going to be Arda Turan will be involved. He's been directly involved in 9 games in his last 12 appearances for Turkey. So when he does bring his A game, he usually does produce the results.
Indeed. You mentioned a couple of Turkey's main attacking threats. You also expect Arda Turan to be key to that. He's 92 to score any time with William Hill. But other players to look at, Emre Mor, you touched upon, obviously, the new signing for Borussia Dortmund. He made a very impressive cameo against Croatia. He's 92 to score any time. Is he someone that you would look at?
He's definitely worth taking a look at. I mean, out of all the players against Croatia, he looked like the only one who's capable of pulling something off. He likes to play down the wing. He can cut in. He's got a great shot on him as well, so he's not afraid to take long shots. I mean, if anyone's going to spring a surprise, I think it could be him.
So he's definitely one for the future. And Emre, can I get a score prediction from you?
I'm going to go for 1-1.
So 1-1 between Spain and Turkey. It's currently 8-1, so a big price here with William Hill. Our thanks to Emre Sarıgül for his thoughts on Turkey against Spain. Well, it's time now for the answer to our quiz question. The question was, who is Croatia's most capped player? And the answer is Dario Cerna with 129 caps. So Dario Cerna with 129 caps is Croatia's most capped player. So hopefully you got that. Well, that's all of Friday's games wrapped up on this edition of the Punt Podcast. Our thanks to Carl and Emre for their analysis on Spain against Turkey and Lee Phelps for his country file on Croatia. Just a quick recap on the betting for the 3 games on Friday. We begin with the early game, which sees Italy take on Sweden at 2 o'clock. Italy, the favourites there at 17-20. The draw is 11-5. Sweden are 4-1 for the win. Then you see Czech Republic against Croatia at 5 o'clock. The Czech Republic are 19-5 for the win. The draw is 12-5. Croatia are 5-6. And the final game between Spain and Turkey at 8 o'clock. Spain 4-9 for the win. The draw is 16-5 and Turkey are 7-1. So make sure you get your bets on with William Hill. Also, for live betting coverage for all of those games, make sure you tune in to InPlay Radio. Also, remember to tune in to the Punt Podcast daily for the best pre-match analysis and tips during the duration of the Euros. In terms of Saturday's games, well, Belgium take on the Republic of Ireland, Iceland face Hungary, and Portugal take on Austria. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Euros Punt Podcast, and make sure you download this via audioboom.com, and you can also find us on iTunes as well. Till next time, enjoy your betting with William Hill, and the Punt Podcast will be back to preview Saturday's action at the Euros.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.